Oh,
Jesus!
Sorry, I didn't know.
That's why I said okay.
Oh, no, you did not. I think my parents have a love-hate relationship.
With me?
No, just when you come over.
Well, to be fair, anytime I'm over here, it's like 10
midnight.
O'clock at night.
Yeah. Midnight.
And I'm not a quiet person.
Not at all.
And I can't pretend to be. That's the problem. I'm not.
Well, it doesn't help. My parents are also old, and they go to bed at 8 o'clock at night.
Well, and your dad works on the railroad.
Yeah.
You know what's the worst part about working on the railroad? You work all the livelong day.
That is the 10th time I've heard that today.
Today?
From you.
From me?
Andy says that's... that all the time.
No, it's just every time I'm over here. I haven't. That was the first time I broke that up today.
Oh, okay.
So we're actually at Mitch's house. And the thing about Mitch's house is even though it's just me and Mitch in this room, we're actually surrounded by the ghosts of a whole bunch of 1800s pioneers that paved their way across Iowa. They have pictures on the walls of their house, which is like, now you have like neighborhoods surrounding you. But at one time, this is the only thing here.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And they have pictures in here of people, like old-timey people. So like their jackets have no buttons.
Yeah.
They have mustaches that I have no idea how they groomed them.
And they have the same top hats as Abe Lincoln.
These people had no way of bathing themselves or any type of personal hygiene. But they're in the house, and it looks exactly like the house still as it is today. Like
oh, yeah.
Staircase and everything.
Yeah. No, there hasn't been much that's been changed. My dad changed, like, the windows, I'm pretty sure, when we moved in.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, it's very original.
Yeah. And everything, I mean, your mom is really, like, really has a really good eye for, like, decor. You know what I mean? Like, and she makes the place look really nice.
Yeah.
But she also makes it as creepy as humanly possible. So, like, a bassinet with, like, an old-fashioned doll whose, like, skin is crackling off. With, like, the eyes just staring into your soul. Like, black and white photos of, like, people who are long dead. And their presence is just etched into the photo.
Their eyes just follow you. Their eyes follow as you walk along.
Jeez, this place reminds me of, like, the castle in Harry Potter, where I just think the photo is going to start talking to me.
Well, we're kind of like that ride.
But if it starts talking to me, it's going to be like, get out. Get out.
No, my house is like that ride at theme parks or Adventureland, where you pay $25 and you take a picture of you, like, holding a gun.
It is.
For, like, 1800s. We could just do that at my house and pay nothing.
You could do that.
It's exactly... This is what it is.
Like, so, have you ever had a moment in this house where you're like, oh my god, I can't explain that, or I'm not going to bed now?
Yeah. I have. Which, I don't believe in ghosts or anything like that, but it was very creepy. Alright, so to, like, preface this story, I came home from Thanksgiving break on for school, and my dog was no longer here, and just no one told me. No one told me. Just walked home, or came in the door, and found out he was no longer here.
So, like, he ran away?
Well,
he went to a farm?
Well,
your parents murdered him?
My parents put him down, so, yeah.
They had him professionally murdered.
Yes, exactly. But it was over Christmas break, and my parents weren't home, and I remember I was, like, laying up in my bed, and I just heard these footsteps coming up the stairs, and there was no one home, and then it sounded like my dog, and the freakiest thing I've ever had.
Really?
It was pretty scary.
What'd you do?
I just laid there. I didn't get out. I was, like, I was too nervous.
You know what makes it even better is that at the base of the stairs, your mother has her wedding dress hanging there, and is there, like, a... there's like a mannequin.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah, it's like a form. Yeah.
It truly is like. But the thing is, like, I really like your guys' house, but every time I'm here, I feel the presence of everyone who has ever lived in this house. Oh man. So So I'm moving.
Yeah.
I'm leaving.
I know.
What do you think about this?
You know, I guess it comes with mixed feelings. I don't know. I've known you so long that, like, a 45-minute drive isn't that bad to see you or anything. Or for school, 2.5 hours, it's not that bad. But now you're going, like, 5 hours?
Well, then from school, it'd be, like...
Seven?
Eight.
Yeah, eight. So, I mean...
That's like a work day.
Yeah, that's a full day. That's a day of just driving.
When you get done, you're like tired.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, like, it's sad, but at the same point, like, I'm very proud of you, and like, but really though, like, like, honestly though, like it's cool that, you know, you're progressing and you're going on to something bigger, and yeah, with like your, you know, professional side in your profession. But I mean, it'll be sad, like, that you won't always be here, but I mean, I can visit, I guess. I guess.
Yeah, like, I can take the 8-hour trip. You're assuming that I would want you to visit.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'll be back for like Christmas.
Alright,
you're fine. Back for Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I'll be here for the most part. I don't know.
Oh, man. So we're recording this podcast on a, like, a table that, that's like, it's not even a table.
I have no idea what this is.
This is like a thing that people store quilts in.
I think so.
Or, like, people used to store, like, their potions and eggshells and, like.
Yes.
Or like, in, like, a Civil War doctor's office. Where as part of, you know, they would have, like, a scalpel and a bottle of leeches and a bottle of maggots.
What?
And that was, like, part of their... In the Civil War, they used to, like, put leeches on people to draw their blood. And then they would,
I think you're just making this up.
No. And if they had, like, a wound... Like, if they had a wound, say their, like, arm was missing, they would put maggots on the end of it to eat all the bad skin.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
That sounds... I mean... I honestly...
Well, what happens if you miss one?
Well,
you just got a maggot in you.
Well, yeah, but, like, I feel like that would be kind of... I honestly want to say that would be kind of enjoyable.
No.
Where, but, like...
Wait, no, it would be enjoyable being eaten by maggots?
Well, do you feel that?
Have you ever seen garbage? You would be human garbage.
But do you feel maggots eating you? Would you, like, feel it? If you felt it, then no, it would not be enjoyable. But...
If you just had maggots wriggle around in your skin...
Yeah, but have you ever seen those massages? Where, I think they're, like, Japanese massages or something. Where you put your feet in this water, and then all these fish just come up and, like, swarm it, and then
eat all that.
You think that
would feel enjoyable?
I think so. I think it would, like, be ticklish. Like, it would feel good that you're getting all that gross stuff
fish
off.
Fish eating your skin?
Yeah.
But now this is maggots inside your flesh.
Well, I mean, not
eating pieces of you.
Well, I guess not in the inside, but like on the outside.
Just, you think it'd be fun to like have maggots on your skin?
Well, I don't know.
What about like, okay, would you put your hand in like a big jar full of earthworms?
No.
See? That'd be weird.
That's not the same.
It's kind of the same.
But apples, oranges, not the same.
What's the difference between a maggot and an earthworm?
One's really, really tiny. One's slimy and really, really long.
That's the only difference, the size.
Okay, yeah, the only
and
difference...
And the one eats your flesh.
The one and lives in dirt. Fly. The one lives in dirt.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, well.
Whatever.
Then you're like, I'm glad you're gone.
Yeah.
You know, that was a weird conversation.
Yeah. Good.
Oh, man. So what are you doing in the scout world now these days? So the last time we talked... You were about to go into an election to try and be section chief.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. The last time we talked on the podcast.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked, you know,
the last time we
an
talked,
hour ago.
The last time we talked in person, we had this awkward conversation about earthworms and maggots. And you said that you would enjoy having maggots feast on you like human garbage.
Yeah. So I won the election.
Yeah?
I was uncontested, so... That would be really embarrassing if I didn't. But I've enjoyed my term as a section chief. It will officially come to an end on December... Or not December, excuse me. It'll come to an end on September 20th for various reasons, have decided not to run again. You know, I think I have to switch my priorities and focus on what will you know, be more beneficial to me down the line and down the future. And I don't think that's risking a school career and an educational career just to make, you know, a program succeed even more. So with that, though, one of the main reasons why I haven't, or why I have decided not to run, is I've been asked to be the social media lead for the national communications team.
So for the Order of the Arrow.
For the Order of the Arrow.
Yeah.
Right. So the Order of the Arrow has a national committee, and there's different subcommittees within that. The national communications team is a subcommittee. So I will sit on that as a lead, and advised by the same person who was my advisor for NOAC, the National Order of the Arrow Conference. So the National Order of the Arrow Conference happened this summer back in August, the first week of August, and I was a social media lead for that as well. So that was 8 months of very intensive work, more or less building it from nothing. In 2012, you know, social media was so much different. Even 3 years, it's right. changed so much. There was Facebook and there was Twitter. And there wasn't posts on those channels regularly.
Right.
And so we had to figure out, you know, how can we evaluate what we did and how can we build that even bigger? How can we build our engagement, build our audience? So that's what we did. We, you know, I think it was a very successful event, social media-wise and just in general. But from that and from being a section chief, I've now been asked to step up in my new role.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what will that entail?
So since I am transitioning right now, I don't exactly know. You know, who knows? I could be getting myself into it way more than I would like, but I don't anticipate that at all. Basically, I will oversee a team for the various Order of the Arrow social media channels.
So this would be like Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram.
Yeah, as well as a couple other like special projects, we call them.
Okay.
In which those might be a like a booklet on how, you know, the best practices of the Order of the Arrow in social media, or how to use this back in your lodge and in your section.
Yeah.
But as well as the official Order of the Arrow pages, there's other pages that I would help with, such as the Order of the Arrow High Adventure, the, I guess, NOAC still, even though that's not super relevant now that it's done, promotion down the road, and as well as the Dare to Do pages, which is a service initiative that we are currently, you know, in the midst of. But I think it's going to be a fun challenge, and I think it's going to be very extensive, and the experience that I get out of it and the knowledge that I am basically surrounded by, I think it'll be a fun time. that's really the only way I can describe it, is exciting and fun.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I want to do.
Right. And that's always been kind of like your thing in social media.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, that when I look back at it, I didn't really get into social media that much at a young age, but it's come within the past few years, and I've been totally engrossed by it and just astounded by what has come out of it, and just overwhelmed at the same time. But yeah, that's what I'm going to school for. That's what I want to do as a future career. Work for a social media company, or work as a social media manager, or in that, you know, type of role for a company.
So, what year do you think you first got Facebook?
Oh. Well, I know it was before 2010, because I went to the Grand Canyon, and that's one of my only albums as photos. I've never uploaded albums of photos. They just go on there. But I remember uploading one, not knowing how they work. So I would say 2009?
Okay.
Maybe 2008. Twitter was 2012.
What grade would you have been in?
Oh, that would have been 7th or 8th.
Wow.
Yeah. So I guess I was pretty young when I joined Facebook. Twitter I didn't join until 2012, though, I know. The only reason why I know that is because it says on your profile when you joined.
Oh.
So that's fun.
See, I remember joining Twitter, and it was fairly new in the thing because, like, you didn't have very many options on who you could, like, follow when I started. And so, like, and at that time, like, now, if you want to follow a celebrity or something, there's, like, an icon that tells you that that's the real person.
Yeah, they're verified.
When I started, they didn't have that. So I remember I followed some people.
Really?
And then I found out that they weren't actually, like, the celebrity that they, you know what I mean, that they said they were.
That'd be so frustrating.
But I was very, like, the celebrities that I was following that were real, I didn't think that they were actually the real people.
Wow.
But I really enjoyed, I've always said that Twitter is where you'll write the stuff that you won't put on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And my first tweet ever was, just set the fire alarm off in my room. This is when I was in college. Just set the fire alarm off in my room. That's the last time I try and iron. This is my first tweet.
That's hilarious.
No, so when I started Facebook, I was a freshman in college. So it was like 2006.
And you had to have an .edu email. Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome.
So Facebook, like, the social network takes place, I think, in 2004. So I got Facebook in 2006, and you had to be a college student to get it.
Yeah.
But I remember, so probably in 2005, for most of my senior year, I had MySpace.
Ooh.
And MySpace was awesome at the time.
It's still awesome now.
It's very hard. It was very hard on MySpace to actually, like, find someone that you were looking for. Like, you could, because the one, like, people would have their name be like Mitch Talks Rules, you know what I mean? Like, that would be their name. And not, like, Mitch Leonard, you know what
really?
I mean? So if you, like, searched for someone that you knew, it'd be very hard to actually, like, find that person. Unless you knew, like, their email or something and could search, like, a
right.
specific one.
Right. So who was your, what defined getting into your top eight?
Oh,
I listened,
that's a good question.
I listened to a podcast once, and it was this random guy who had no idea who he was, and he was talking about what his process was to pick his top eight, and he was in Tom, who, if you join MySpace,
you had to be friends with Tom.
You had to be friends with Tom, because that's the creator.
Yeah.
He was in Tom's top eight for, like, a week.
Really?
Yeah. I don't remember how we got there or what happened, but I think he met him at, like, a random party, and they just were really good friends, and so we put him in his top eight, and then, like, a week later, he just wasn't there, but they still continue to be friends.
Huh. See, like, I think it was just my really good friends that were in my top eight. I don't know. See, but I remember changing it rather frequently. Like, but I loved being able to change. When I first started, I had no idea how I would get a picture of myself onto the computer. That is honest to God truth.
That's awesome.
So I took a photo. I had a digital camera that was really crappy by, like, today's standards.
Did you have to, like, scan it in?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but
oh, okay.
The first time I'd ever attempted something like this, I had a digital camera that you had to, like, slide a thing back on to like, turn the camera on. So you slid a thing back, and that exposed, like, the lens, and that turned the camera on.
Okay, okay.
And then there wasn't, like, selfies at the time. You know what I mean? You didn't do that. So now you could look at a camera, and you can see what you're taking a picture of.
Yeah.
So I held the camera up was in the bathroom so that I could see the what was on the back of the camera in the mirror. And I took a picture of myself, and I had, like, dark or bright pink hair.
I remember this.
I had bright pink hair.
I remember
and
that.
The reason was we raised money for, like, cancer or something like that. It wasn't like I was like, I'm going to be a rebel and dye my hair pink. And when we got MySpace, my hair was, like, bright pink. So, like, that was before...
That was the first... That was the first impression people got of you.
Yes. Yeah. So then... Because after that... Like, after, like, three or four washes, you know, or, like, a month of washing the hair...
It's just gross.
Well, the tips... So the middle part... We used, like a... Not like a dye, but, like, an ink... So the middle part stayed bright pink. The tips washed out. So I had yellow tips or white because I had bleached it. So I had like white tips, pink, and then the roots were coming in.
Oh yikes!
So I had and my joke was always my roots are darker than Alex Haley. Do you get that? That's a horrible joke.
I laugh like I think I understand but I don't get it.
So then. But my hair was like Neapolitan. I had a white, a pink, and a brown. So I had Neapolitan hair.
That's awesome.
So my MySpace photo was me with pink hair. And then, but I would take the photo in the bathroom so that, like, I could see it in the mirror.
Right.
And that was, like, my first MySpace photo. So then, But I loved, like, changing my backgrounds.
Yeah, see,
that was cool.
I don't remember if I ever had one, a MySpace or not. Like, I truly do not remember if I did or if I
Well, by 2009, MySpace was kind of...
Well, right, but I would go on my brother's page, you know, and, like, check out what he was posting.
Because your brother had MySpace for a long time before he got a Facebook.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There was a Facebook group that was, let's get Sam Leonard on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah, because...
That's awesome.
Groups used to be a... much bigger thing where people would make like groups and
Well, but I remember going on to his and then like trying to be, you know, a little like little goober making my own. never could figure it out though. And I remember messing with his background and like I just thought that was the coolest thing, how you could change your background and change your colors.
And it was all coding.
That's
all coding.
Oh yeah. But like you could put in a picture and it would change, you know, the color.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing, like, you could put on, the, like, stickers and stuff. Or, like, you get... There's a site called Photo Bucket where it would code a picture for you. So you could, like, put a picture into the thing.
Really?
And I had a thing... There was a... When I started at college, there was a comic book series called Civil War, which is going to be a movie in, like, May. And it was Captain America versus Iron Man. And I had a thing on my MySpace page that said, I'm with Captain America.
Wow.
Yeah.
You should try to log into your MySpace.
No, have you ever, when you log into your MySpace, it's like walking down a street in Detroit. Like,
But Justin Timberlake owns it now. Like, it's music heavy now.
But it was music heavy then.
Well, right.
But, like, all the accounts of things that I would have had supporting my MySpace don't exist anymore.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Plus, never in a million years would I remember the password.
Yeah, but how awesome would it be if you could, like, figure out just the email.
Yeah.
And then, like, trace it back to your email.
That's the thing is...
Forget that password, get a new one, you know, and just keep changing all of them. That'd be so awesome.
So, the other great thing about MySpace was you had a MySpace song.
Ooh.
So, every time someone clicked on your page, it also tells you how many views your page had.
It started singing, or it started playing, right?
Started playing.
Oh, okay.
Which could be really annoying.
Yes.
If you're looking through a whole bunch of people's pages. But my MySpace song, for the most part, I mean, it would change from time to time. I think my first one was probably Crazy by Gnarls Barkley, because it was 2006, and that was just the song that everybody loved at the
time. Wait, what is Crazy?
By Gnarls Barkley, where it's like... Does that make me crazy?
Oh, okay.
So then, but for the longest time, my MySpace song was Dragula by Rob Zombie, which is like a hard rock song. And my background was Batman and Robin.
Of course.
So
I wouldn't have expected it.
Captain America.
I wouldn't have expected anything differently.
But the one thing I liked about MySpace that I don't think Facebook really has, besides all the coding and stuff, though I like on Facebook how everyone's page is like exactly the same.
Right.
I like that. But on MySpace, It said, or you could, like, it almost had like a blog on it. So you could write like little blog posts, you know what I mean, and like have more long form things on, you know,
right on there.
I did enjoy that. Where Facebook has like notes or something like that, where you could do that.
Yeah, but those it's not the same. Those aren't as popular. It's not the same. I've never used a note. I was tagged in a note once, but I've never used it.
I was tagged in a note once.
Yeah, I was.
People on MySpace, they used to do you'd do like surveys. And it would be, you know, just all these, like, questions about yourself, and you'd fill them out and then put them on your site. So one of them was, like, what time do you usually go to bed or something like that? And I remember, I never took them seriously. I thought mine were kind of just more ironic than being serious. And I put, I only sleep during choir. What a high school answer.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, when I started Facebook, I said, I was on there for like a day, you know, and I'm like, this will never catch on. This will never beat MySpace.
Yeah.
MySpace is so much better than Facebook.
And how long has Facebook come now?
Oh, like, I mean, that was 2006.
Well, I mean, it turned 10.
And, yeah.
Yeah, it turned 10 this year.
Not this year.
2005.
Yeah, I guess it did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and MySpace is like some like third world nation of social media.
When I found out that is still going and was owned, or Justin Timberlake bought it, my mind was blown. I didn't believe my professor. Like, I looked it up in my textbook to make sure.
Well, I remember, like, I don't know, that was, but really, I think MySpace is really how things like started. You know what I mean? Like, that was kind of like the beginning of social media. That was ours. So there was like Friendster.
Friendster.
I wasn't on Friendster. No one was on Friendster.
What about My Yearbook?
That's the first time I'm hearing of this.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I've only heard of it in a video once.
But that was my prediction. I was like, Facebook will never be better than MySpace. That was one of my predictions that did not come true. Want to hear my other two? My one of them was, Justin will never make it without the other four guys. He's never going to be able to make it without the other four guys. Come on.
What?
You know, Justin Timberlake.
Oh.
They're like, Justin's doing a solo album. I'm like, that's a horrible mistake. He'll never go anywhere without the rest of them.
So far you are 0-2 on your predictions.
Yes, yeah, and my other one was Beyonce can't do anything without Kelly and Michelle.
Oh,
she'll never be bigger than Destiny's Child.
Oh, okay, okay.
That
so
was wrong.
So now we now know that Andy is awful at predictions, and to never play the lottery with him, because you will never predict the numbers. You will never predict the right numbers, though.
But what I am pretty good at is like Academy Award pools.
What is that?
Like when you're like, this is who's gonna get best picture. This is gonna get best actor.
Well, that's because you watch every single movie.
Yeah, there was. Like, a couple Oscars ago, I had seen every movie going into the award show.
Wow. That's impressive.
It's really not. Don't pretend. No, but... And I remember... That was the year The Town came out, because The Town was not nominated.
Never even heard of that.
Oh, it was a Ben Affleck movie where they rob a bank.
Okay.
It's really good.
Oh.
Really,
but it wasn't nominated.
It wasn't nominated. But then, a couple years later, Ben Affleck wins the Academy Award for Argo. Not for his directing. He didn't win a directing. He wasn't even nominated. But he won the Best Picture for Argo. I think that's kind of made up for him being screwed over with The Town. Because The Town was good.
And next will be a movie about Leonardo DiCaprio. And that actor playing him will win.
Oh, like, or Leo doesn't win a...
Yeah.
Leo should have won an Academy Award for Wolf of Wall Street.
Yes.
Or Django. He was really good in Django.
Yeah.
He'll get one someday.
Once he's in a movie that's not...
Like, controversial?
Awful. Yeah, that's not controversial.
What do you mean awful? Wolf of Wall Street was great.
No, awful being, like, very inappropriate.
Oh. Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Wolf of Wall Street was very inappropriate.
But it's a great movie.
It is a good movie. It's It's a good movie. I saw that one in theaters. So, yeah. Man, so, like, what's the rest of the year got in store for you? We have Section Conclave coming up.
Yeah.
By the time this comes out, it might be over. I don't know.
All right, cool.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, so Section Conclave is a gathering of five different lodges from our area. So, Northern Iowa to Peoria, Illinois. That's
so,
coming up.
Waterloo, Dubuque, Cedar Rapids, Davenport.
Davenport and Peoria, yeah. So that's coming up in 2 weeks now, 12 days. That's incredible and very scary and insane, but it's going to be an awesome event. Definitely my section officers and like the section leadership team is incredible. I think it's the best that we've had in quite a while, so that's really awesome. But other than that, we... school is pretty busy, but nothing like, you know, super huge. In December, obviously, the UNI Varsity Men's Glee Club Christmas Friday show. So that's first weekend of December. If you'd like tickets, please contact me.
I should try and come back for that.
Yeah, you should. You should.
That 8-hour drive.
Well, but here's the thing. This year's the 55th anniversary.
Oh,
so it's a reunion show.
It's the 55th anniversary?
Yes.
I was at the 50th anniversary show.
Yeah. Well, okay, so the reason why I want people to buy tickets from me is that in May, we are going to Iceland and Norway. And, you know, it's going to be interesting because we're going to two places, obviously. Not
two places that nobody ever visits.
Yeah, well, but I think that's the cool part is that no one visits them. So it's like I actually have a reason to, like, go to those places. I'm pretty happy that we're not going to stereotypical Europe and looking at churches.
But now you have to eat, like, fish.
I love fish.
But it's not cooked.
Well,
Or it's just, like, stewed in its own filth.
Do you know what I did this summer, Andy? I hiked in, like, New Mexico. Like, I ate awful filth food.
Hey, I've been to Philmont.
Well,
I enjoyed the food at Philmont.
You're right. Some of the food's really good,
actually. It wasn't,
actually.
Like, old Icelandic fish.
Yeah, but you have to clean it out with water. Iceland? Yeah.
So, okay, when I went to Italy with the Glee Club, a volcano went off in Iceland, and they thought they were going to have to reroute our flight because of this volcano. Like, the ash was so bad. Well, also, that was during the time of the BP oil spill.
Oh.
So we were flying, and this girl's like, hey, if you look out your window, you can see all the oil in the water. And we look out, we're like, that's Canada.
Yikes.
That's just Canada.
Yikes. Well, we have to, we're going a week later than normal, so then Iceland can, like, thaw out. Because it's so cold there, and, like, it's just tundra. I don't really know.
What's in Iceland besides, like,
Reykjavik?
How's that? You can't
Reykjavik. I think that's how you say it.
Are you gonna sing Icelandic music?
Maybe. I have no idea.
Does Iceland have culture?
I think they have a... No, they have like a language that's not spoken anymore. I know that. Maybe that's Norway.
Lots of places.
I don't know.
Is it Cherokee? No, that would be cool, though.
Yeah.
Because that's like... You never hear someone that's like, yeah, I just got back from Iceland.
Well, that's very ironic you say
unless
that.
They're like a bobsledder.
Well, no. My cousin's in Iceland right now.
No way.
Yes.
No
yes.
way.
Her and her husband are in Iceland right now. And
on purpose?
Yeah, they're like playing with rocks and stuff. She's a geologist, so she does that for fun. But, yeah.
They come from the land of the ice and snow. I think if we keep doing anything more, our opening song is Led Zeppelin, so if we're going to get sued by Led Zeppelin, we're already going to get sued by Led Zeppelin. No, that'll be a cool trip for you.
Yeah.
You haven't got toured with Glee Club yet, have you?
No. Since this is my second year, I'll go this year in May and then potentially my senior year in May.
I did two tours, European tours at the Glee Club. The first one was Poland and Czech Republic. And so we went to Prague. So, like, with Poland, we went to, like, Warsaw. We went down to Krakow. And we went to Prague in the Czech Republic. I loved Prague. It was really cool. Because, like, with Prague, you have, like, the old Gothic city in the middle.
Right.
And then you have, like, all the communist stuff around it, where they, like, built communist stuff. You know what I mean? Like, so communist cells are just like blocks, like gray blocks with windows on them. You know what I mean? And but then you have like old gothic architecture that's all just like filthy from the soot of time. You know what I mean?
Well, the thing about Iceland and Norway is that there's no buildings, just ice and land.
Just igloos.
I think there's just like rocks. Yeah. Oh, we're
Viking graveyards.
We are going on like this Viking ship thing.
Yeah.
And we're also seeing a waterfall every day.
Well, and
we're seeing a lot of waterfalls.
In Poland, we went to Auschwitz.
That's sad.
And we went to like
that's just
Oscar Schindler's building. So that was sobering.
Schindler's building would be cool. Would like really cool, but not Auschwitz.
Auschwitz was interesting.
I would say it would,
because they like take you through like showers and ovens.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be very surreal.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. Like I went in the 2005 Jamboree. I went to the National Holocaust Museum.
See,
and that was weird.
I made it in the doors, and I already had a tear in my eye, so we didn't go through.
This is me with Auschwitz, like. Because, like, what's crazy is that when you're driving up to Auschwitz, you're passing, like, rail line, and...
That's awful.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't want to think about that.
Was from that. And then there's a camp next door to Auschwitz. I think it's Birkenau, maybe?
Yes, yes.
And that Birkenau, the Russians liberated Auschwitz, not America. So when the Russians were on their way, the Germans destroyed all the buildings. They started destroying the buildings to try and cover up what they were doing.
Right.
Well, then obviously the Russians found Auschwitz. Auschwitz is fine. They didn't destroy any of those buildings. But the other camp, there's just like some buildings still standing and then just foundations from where they had destroyed the other buildings. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So that was one of my trips. And we sang like an old Hebrew song, like in Auschwitz, at a wall where the Nazi police, I can't think of the name of them, they would murder people at the wall. They would shoot them.
Yeah. Well, this has taken a
so then my next
bad
my
turn.
Next League
this
Hub
is
tour,
just turned around.
My next League Hub tour was Italy, and we started in Rome.
Nice.
And we went to like the Colosseum and the old, like, where Caesar was murdered by his friends. Like, that area.
What is with your Glee Club tours seeing where people died at?
It's Europe! Like, that's all Europe happens. It's just death and, like, history.
Yeah, I'm glad we're going to Iceland now.
Yeah, nobody dies in Iceland.
Except for, like,
Iceland.
All the Eskimos. Isn't there, like, Eskimos up there? I don't know.
People in Iceland, like, they never died because of, like, world-affecting happenings. They died because, like, they forgot a jacket that day.
Yeah, it's true.
So then,
it was their fault in the first
place.
We went
to, like, Rome, Assisi, Siena, which there's a Bond movie that starts with, like, the horse races.
GoldenEye.
No.
Oh.
It's one of the Daniel Craig ones. Starts with the horse races in Siena. I think it's Siena, where the whole town has, themes. Like,
I think you're the only person that's ever seen this movie.
It's pretty cool. I think it's a Bond movie, though. And then, when we went to Siena, Bologna, Pisa, which is totally like a tourist trap, where they're like, look at this tower that people messed up a couple centuries ago.
Yeah,
and buy these goods that we have.
Isn't the Tower of Pisa, like, really small? It's not even that
well,
big
of a
thing.
Well, it's a clock tower.
Really?
The bell tower. It's the bell tower.
Oh, okay.
There's like a church and a baptistry building, and then that's the bell tower. Mm. Well, the church and the baptistry are tilted too. And the reason you can tell the church is tilted, because you can't just see it with like the naked eye, but if you stand in it and you look at the chandelier, there's a mosaic on the wall.
Oh.
And if you look at the chandelier and you look at the line on the cord, you can see how it doesn't line up with the... Because the way the chandelier hangs. When we were in Rome, we went to the Vatican, and we sang in, like, the main chamber.
That's cool.
Yeah. The Pope wasn't there.
Oh.
But they said that he was in Poland, I assume that he was actually just in his apartment playing Xbox in his underwear. So, but no, and then we went to Venice, and my favorite part was Venice. Like, because Venice was as cool as you would think it would be. And then,
I just feel like Venice is a lot of old people.
No, it's, but like, we rode on a gondola.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
It's pretty cool. Elton John has a house in Venice.
What?
Yeah.
Just for fun?
Just his, yeah.
Because like he can. House. Yeah. He can, whatever.
But Venice will someday not be there. Because it is sinking and the water is rising.
Oh.
And someday there just won't be a Venice. Which, like the street, sometimes they flood.
Right.
You know, because of it's an island city. It's a man-made city out on the water.
And really? Then,
yeah.
Oh.
Like, it's not on an island. It's on, like, stilts or whatever.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah. Okay.
So, but someday Venice won't be there anymore. But what one of the guys was saying that what they should do is to stop the water from rising. They should kill all the whales because the whales are all taking up all the space.
What?
You know, the whales take up all the space in the water. So if we killed all the whales, then the water would go down. And he said that he wants to have a shirt with a guy harpooning a whale and on it say, "Save Venice."
Oh my goodness.
And have a guy harpooning a whale.
That's
awful.
I think
it's great.
Okay.
So, whale murder. This has been a weird
this podcast has taken a turn.
Yes.
It's gone from a upbeat
we're just
to death.
My fun trips
to death
to Europe. So, but we in Venice, one of the coolest things was we went to a place where they made Venetian glass.
That's cool.
It was really cool, and they had a guy show us like how he made like a vase, and then he just was like, and this was just an example one, like this was just made really fast. So then he's like, this beautiful like vase that he made, and then he's like, so it's full of imperfections, and just like throws it into a bucket where you just hear it shatter.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, that's crazy. So, man, well, so yeah, so I probably won't be seeing it too much anymore. So
yeah,
we're probably just gonna drift away.
I'm probably just gonna cry myself to sleep.
Well, I assume that you cry yourself to sleep most nights,
and you assume correctly.
But. You know, the last time we talked, I made a joke about you being a chubby person on the podcast.
And how's that going for you?
You're not that chubby anymore.
Thank you.
Like, you went from having, like, 4 chins to 2.
I know, right? It's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's incredible.
You have to, like, not be exhausted all the time anymore.
You know, I live on the 3rd floor now, so, like, I haven't taken the elevator up to my room. So when I get up to my room, I am exhausted. I am soaked in sweat.
But by the end of the year,
and it's awful.
Fine.
Well, yeah.
Now you have to start jogging them, like jogging.
Ooh, that is jogging is not going to happen. Nope. I play racquetball Monday, Wednesdays. That's enough jogging for me.
You should start jogging, and then next summer you and I will run the Bix.
No, that sounds awful.
If you prep to run the Bix. I'll pay your admission fee.
Run the Bix? Can I walk it?
You have a year.
Okay.
You can't walk it.
Here's the thing though, is I have no I shouldn't say inspiration. I have no like reason that I want to run.
You work in a gym.
I work in the office.
You have a year.
I work in the office of a gym.
This is what we're gonna do.
I'm the web designer. I'm the web designer for the recreation services.
2016 Bix, you and I are running, and I'll pay. If you run the Bix, I'll pay your entry fee, and we'll run the.
Well,
Bix.
Either way, you'd pay
you
for it.
You should make that your goal.
I mean, I think that's a good goal, but
and podcast afterwards to see your. Think of how much weight you would lose if you started running.
Yeah, but I don't want to run.
Start
running is not fun. Running is torture.
We'll talk about this. Well, brother, it's always good to see you.
Yeah.
Since I'll never see you ever again.
Yeah, this is wonderful.
Yeah. So, because you're already like, I don't Skype or I don't FaceTime. I don't do that stuff.
Well,
either,
I'm glad I was able to be included in, one of your last episodes.
Yeah.
That was pretty
right?
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well. So, hey, good luck with this whole social media thing.
Yeah, thanks.
So, what's going to happen is you're going to base your entire career on some type of passing fad, and then, like, social media will go away in 10 years.
Well, the thing is I will never be able to be an expert in whatever I do.
Yeah.
Because once I become an expert, then I become old and not in, like, what's trending at that moment.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Rock and roll.
Cool.
Well, hey, brother, we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. See you later.